I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Early absentee voting began across the state on Tuesday, and the Lee County Clerk's Office in Lovington was busy. They mailed out close to
400 absentee ballots,
says Lee County Clerk Keith Manis. He adds that
I voted in Lovington, and I'm from Hoff. So somebody from jail, if you're in Lovington at court or you're coming over to pay your tax, you can stop and vote no matter where you live in Lee County. You can vote at any polling place.
Lee County Republican Chair Carol Parrish stresses the importance of getting out the vote, regardless of who you're supporting.
You know, this just can't cut it. Republicans, conservatives, whoever you might be, if you don't like what's going on in your state, you need to go vote. Go vote, go vote, go vote. I can't say it enough.
Early absentee voting ends on Saturday, November the 5th. One of the state races that voters will decide will be for the governorship of New Mexico between incumbent Michelle Lujan Grisham and former Albuquerque TV meteorologist Mark Ronchetti are scheduled to debate tonight on KOAT TV at 6 p.m. The nonprofit Southeast New Mexico Veterans Transportation Network, which is based in Roswell, recently received its largest donation ever of $125,000 from Delaware operations of ConocoPhillips. The organization that was formed in 2007 and its 21 volunteer drivers provide free transportation to medical appointments for military veterans. It averages about 160,000 to 180,000 miles a year in those free trips. So far this year, the group has logged over 88,000 miles and transported over 403 veterans. Northern Oil and Gas of Minnesota announced its second purchase of Permian Basin oil and gas properties in less than a month. The company announced earlier this month that it had closed on $110 million in oil and gas assets in the eastern Midland sub-basin of the Permian. On September 30th of this year, the company said it was spending about $157 million on about 2,800 acres in the western Delaware sub-basin in Eddy and Lee counties. Campaign team of Republican candidate Mark Ronchetti, who's running for governor, announced they had raised just over $1.45 million in contributions over the last month. He raised just over $300,000 more for this reporting period. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.